Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing WatsonX Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with WatsonX Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
During the summer when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends or alone on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes, whether you're sharing pics from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show episode after episode. So stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
Hey, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. One in three African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, on, I hear you, Steve, on dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. Hey. That's for you, Jay. That's for you.
Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, I taught this young man everything he knows. Dear Steve and Shirley, I have a confession to make, and I know I can count on Steve to give it to me straight. I am a divorced female, and I work as a corporate trainer. I'm 49 years old, and I have one daughter and a granddaughter. Last fall, I was called to train staff at an insurance agency. One of the male trainees got my attention and asked me for a business card before I left. He left a message on my office phone and invited me to dinner the next night. I knew he was a bit younger than I am, but I was flattered and went on a date with him. We have so much in common. It's hard to believe he's only 25. After that date, we've been inseparable, and I've had a hard time hiding him from my daughter and my family. I've taken him on several business trips with me, and he looks great in all of the suits and nice shoes I've bought him. I've taught him etiquette and how to appreciate the finer things. We took a cooking class, and he knows how to hand roll sushi for me. I showed him the art of making love to a real woman, and he mastered it. He's basically the perfect man for me, but the age difference will be a problem in the long run. I know my family and friends will judge me because he's 2 years younger than my daughter. He wants to get married so we can live together, and he wants me to meet his mother and grandmother. You know this isn't going to go over well with them. Men have always met and married younger women, but it's not as accepted when women do it. I would hope that I'm everything this man needs, and he won't want a younger woman someday. Can this work, or have I wasted all of my training on the wrong man? Okay, so do you have a training thing going on here? sounds like you're a sugar mama, because you're buying him so much stuff, okay? You know, you have a lot to be concerned about in this relationship. You're a mother and a granddaughter, and this guy is just 2 years younger than your daughter. I mean, we talk about this a lot on the show, the double standard. There are things that women can do that men can't or don't or won't do. And there are things that men can do that women can't or don't do. You said it in the letter. Men have always met and married younger, but it's not as accepted when women do it. And mainly that's because women have a biological clock inside of them where we have to do things like have children at a certain age. And the facts are that you are twice this young man's age, which means you have way more life experience than him. You came in as the trainer. He's the trainee, which means you have way more experience than him. You're buying him suits, as I mentioned, and shoes and stuff. You also have to think that, you know, he might want kids of his own. And that's where you have to think about your biological clock and the time. You know, he might want kids at some point. As far as the love goes, of course, we all know the heart wants what it wants. It doesn't care about age or race or religion or anything like that. But you, as the older, more experienced person, you have to let your thinking get involved here, your head. You have to think about these things if he wants kids in the future and what the future might hold. Yeah, he will probably look at younger women. You guys, you're twice his age, okay? I don't know if you'll be able to live with that or not as you get older. I mean, I'm sure you're beautiful right now. I'm sure you are. But, you know, you got to think about that 25-year-old age difference. I don't think that's going to work, you know. And if you can live with all of that stuff, then go for it. I don't think you should. I wouldn't do it. This has nothing to do with what your family or your friends say or anything like that. It's not their business. This is a decision that you have to make. And I think as the adult in this situation, you know, I wouldn't do it. I'll put it like that. Steve?
You already know. You already know. So you want Steve to give it to you straight because you know he's going to give it to you straight? Shirley gave it to you. Mm-hmm. Shirley gave it to you. But since you want to hear from Steve, here we go. I'm going to point out some things Shirley pointed out and point out some stuff Shirley didn't point out. You're a corporate trainer. You're 49 years old. You have one daughter and a granddaughter. 49. Let's just round it off. Say you're 50. Women don't like to round it off up. So let me just go and get to it. Because you're about to be 50. Any damn way. Might have had a birthday by the time we read this letter on the air anyway. So let's just say you're 50.
Wow.
Now, let's go. You got a daughter that's 27. And you got a granddaughter. You train people. That's your calling in life. You train people. So you go to this agency, you're training some people. Dude got your attention, asked for a card, left a message, invited you to dinner next night. You know, I knew he was a bit younger than I am, but I was flattered. Because you're bored. You're divorced. You've been single for a while. You're bored. You figure, hey, you've been on this session. Let me go on out to dinner with him. We have so much in common. What the hell you got in common with a boy that's 25 years, a young man who's 25 years younger than you? What, y'all both like to eat? Mm. You don't play video games. You ain't into sport. He like black dresses. You had on the black dress. That ain't nothing in common.
Hang on, Steve. Hang on. All right. We'll be back with part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Title of today's letter, I taught this young man everything he knows. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
High Five Casino. High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas, and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at highthenumber5casino.com.
High Five Casino. Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
All right, Steve, come on. Let's recap today's strawberry letter. I taught this young man everything he knows.
Well, you're a trainer. You're 49 years old. You go out on this insurance thing to train a group of people. Young dude catches an eye, asks you for a business card, invites you to dinner. You flatter because he's your age. You go out with him. He's much younger than you, but you sit there and all of a sudden y'all got everything in common. No, you don't. No, you don't. And I'll prove it to you in the letter. Lady, you have so much in common. Y'all don't like the same music and y'all don't go to the same places. Mm. Y'all ain't had the same life in children. Y'all ain't had the same life experiences. You can make children, he can't. You got kids, he don't. Mm. He play video games, you don't. He got a family, he ain't got no family, you do. What y'all got in common? I sure would like to know what it is y'all got in common. Or what did you sit there and fabricate in your mind that made it so good? Well, let me tell you what. Well, after that date, we've been inseparable. So much for in common. I've had a hard time hiding him from my daughter and my family. Listen to me. I've taken him on several business trips with me, and he looks great in all of the suits and nice shoes I bought him. You know why? Because he was wearing sneakers and T-shirts. You had to buy him them shoes and them suits because you couldn't take his T-shirt wearing ass nowhere with you. I thought y'all had a lot in common. He don't know how to dress. You taught him just your letter. I taught this young man everything he know. He know nothing. You taught him everything. He didn't know nothing. You taught him everything. And you got a lot in common. What? He didn't know how to hand roll sushi when you met him. Now you got him hand rolling sushi. Let me tell you something. I went in a sushi restaurant in Atlanta one night. And this is years ago. Years ago. Mm-hmm. Kings of comedy years. And it was two black guys behind the counter at the sushi place. I turned around and walked right out. The two black dudes say, Steve, come on in, man. The sushi good. I said, y'all know good and hell well. Y'all don't know nothing about cutting no damn sushi. That is not our job. If you back to frying fish, I sit down.
Yeah, we do,
but Steve, you slicing raw fish, boy, stop. Now, you done got him to hand roll sushi for you. I showed him the art of making love to a real woman, and he mastered it. Okay, you can say he mastered it.
Right.
He done got better at it. You can't get worse at sex. You just get better at it. So he's teachable. He's basically the perfect man for me. Mm. Except you can't take him around your daughter, your family, or your friends. But the age difference will be a problem in the long run. No, it's a problem now. So why are you talking about this a problem in the long run? You can't take him nowhere. He don't know nothing. You done taught him everything. It's a problem now. I know my family and friends gonna judge me because he's 2 years younger than my daughter. It's a problem now, not in the long run. this problem ain't going to get better. You're going to get older, and the gap is going to be more obvious. He wants me to meet his mother and grandmother. Let me tell you something. They going to eat your ass alive. You go in there with this boy's mama and grandmama. He's so stupid. You didn't teach him what was going to happen when he walked your old ass in there with his mama and grandmama, did you?
Who's going to be worse, though, Steve, the mom or the grandmother?
The grandmama going to kill him.
Uh-huh.
Oh, so you one of my friends.
You an Eastern star.
Nothing.
Oh, she got some glasses on. Come on.
I saw you down at the hall, didn't I? You look like the girl that work at the tavern I go to. See, it's gonna get bad for you. They gonna eat you. They gonna eat you alive. You walk your old ass in there with this daughter that's 2 years older than this boy. They already know what you did. They already know you done whipped him. Cause see, this boy, he's whipped. And they know you done put it on him like he ain't never had it before. And now he want to marry you? Has he lost his rabbit ass mind?
Yeah.
You done whipped him this bad that he wants to marry you? And you going to go in there and face his mother and grandma? I hope you do.
Well, she said
you finna find out.
Know.
I don't give a damn. Uh-huh. You know this ain't gonna go over well with them. Okay, so you once again.
She knows.
When you said in this letter, this is gonna be a problem in the long run.
Mm-hmm.
I keep telling you, it's a problem now. You hiding him from your friends. You got him here from your daughter. He's 2 years younger than your daughter. You got a granddaughter. You take him everywhere. You done taught him everything because his ass stupid. He ain't know nothing. You know, men have always met and married younger women, but it's not as accepted when women do it. I would hope that I'm everything this man needs and he won't want a young woman someday. What?
His mom.
What? Who the hell don't want a younger woman someday? What? What? You all this stuff you done taught him to master. You don't think he don't want to show this to nobody?
There you go. All right. Thank you, Steve. We'll leave it right there. Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM.
She crazy. She know this ain't going to work.
She knows. On Instagram and Facebook. And coming up at
46
minutes.
But I do want you to go meet his mom and grandmama, though. Please do that for me.
And let us know how it turned out. Yeah. Right.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
The following is a high five moment from highfivecasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, 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 I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high five moment today? Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay, and you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, aspire.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like...
Whoa.
And... Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com, that's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.